Welcome to AM Best Audio.
An appetite among U.S. health insurers to diversify business and grow revenue has fueled some merger and acquisition interest in that sector. As a new AM Best report notes, record earnings reported in 2020 and accumulations of cash among carriers have enabled some carriers to use M&A to diversify, increase scale, and to leverage innovation. I'm John Weber for AM Best TV. Here to take us through the report and some of its findings are Associate Directors Bridget Mayer and Jason Hopper. And Bridget, we're going to start with you today. So as health insurers aim to bring a wider array of options under their tent, how does this benefit their performance and standing in the market?
Thank you, John. Some of the capabilities insurers are bringing in-house currently right now, pharmacy benefit managers, IT capabilities, and to a greater degree in recent years as Medicare delivery. They can also be looking at M&A for lines of business that they don't have a material presence in or to gain scale, such as in Medicaid, Medicare Advantage, or ancillary products. The benefit to the insurers is revenue growth, diversification of revenue and earnings, and in certain circumstances, it can help to maintain and to manage operating earnings in its core health insurance business. As for market position, these M&As are a source of growth for the organizations, and in certain circumstances, it does allow them to participate in multiple layers of the market as a payer for the being an insurance carrier and then a provider of healthcare services and then also related services such as IT capabilities and medical management.
Jason, what's been the impact on premium levels from this M&A activity?
So the impact on premium has varied case by case, company by company, transaction by transaction, right? It's not one size fits all throughout the industry. A lot of companies use M&A more for premium diversification into other types of health lines of business. It's important to remember that some lines are countercyclical to each other. For example, when unemployment is low, the commercial segment tends to do well, and vice versa. Managed Medicaid tends to decrease because there are fewer people eligible for Medicaid enrollment, right? And vice versa, when the economy is bad, Medicaid picks up, commercial goes down. So those two lines of business kind of counteract each other. So while premium had various impacts in terms of scale for some companies, I think Centene would probably be the winner of that in its acquisition of WellCare, which nearly doubled the size of Centene. Other companies were looking for diversification or just smaller bumps in premium to gain some scale, but not quite the size of some of these larger transactions.
What role, Jason, has the Affordable Care Act played in terms of serving as a catalyst?
So companies are preparing for the Affordable Care Act in numerous ways. One way is through M&A. The Affordable Care Act did bring some change to the health insurance industry. Number one, it set up health insurance marketplaces for individual commercial coverage. That was expected to be a boon to enrollment and membership. So companies started thinking about acquiring other companies or targets with concentrations in that sort of business to play on that avenue. And then the Affordable Care Act also expanded Medicaid, increasing eligibility up to 133% of the poverty level. This is where we saw most of the growth. Managed Medicaid premium has skyrocketed since 2014. So gearing up for the passage of the ACA in 14, you saw quite a bit of M&A focusing on these types of government-sponsored programs, Managed Medicaid, and the Affordable Care Act exchanges were also subsidized. So that was kind of another avenue of growth for insurers. Aside from that, Medicare Advantage enrollment continues to grow, not necessarily because of the Affordable Care Act, just because America's population is tending to get older. It's another government-sponsored business. So that was another attractive business line that insurers were looking for.
Bridget, can you explain the role of prescription drug costs?
Mm. Yes. Prescription drug costs is a large portion of the overall medical spend. In 2019, it totaled over $140 billion. And pharmacy costs generally increase at a higher rate than medical inflation. A lot of this has to do with blockbuster drugs and new therapies, and also the classes that are considered specialty drugs, and now also the emerging use of gene therapies. So, you know, it's definitely something that is looked at as one of the growing areas of expenses. So a lot of the M&A has been around pharmacy benefit managers. So when these insurers bring these capabilities in-house, that helps to manage this growing expenditure for them. And also, they can tailor some of the programs and some of the management of these programs to their specific membership population. And it will help them not just on a unit cost basis, but it would also help with utilization and also adherence, which is a very important part, because you want the pharmaceuticals to be used properly so that they have the correct therapeutic effect. And in that respect, it should have a better outcome on your medical expenditures overall.
Thanks, Bridget. Jason.
Thanks, John.
Thank you.
Associate Directors Bridget Mayer and Jason Hopper. You can find the full report online at ambest.com. For AM Best TV, I'm John Weber.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.